Chapter 9. Hester and the Physician. After having met Reverend Dimmesdale on the platform, Hester was shocked by his deteriorated physical and mental condition. In 7 years, he had undergone a frightening change for the worse. A secret enemy was continually at his side, disguised as a friend and helper. She decided that it was her responsibility to help him. During the past 7 years, Hester's position in the community had changed. She silently accepted her isolation and her shame. She was a self-ordained Sister of Mercy. She constantly helped the poor, the sick, and the afflicted. Many people refused to interpret the scarlet A with its original meaning. They said it meant able. It took a longer time for the rulers of the community to acknowledge Hester's good qualities. The townspeople had forgiven her for her frailty. They had begun to look upon the scarlet letter as a token of her many good deeds. The symbol had had a powerful and peculiar effect on Hester. Her physical attractiveness had undergone a sad transformation. Her warm and graceful character had become cold and barren. In her life of solitude and hopelessness, Hester was free to think about her world and to criticize it. Outwardly, she conformed to the rules of her community, but in the privacy of her mind, she disapproved and detested them. She felt that the whole system of society should be torn down and built up again. If her thoughts had been made public, she would have suffered death for attempting to destroy the Puritan institutions. Hester decided to meet her former husband, Roger Chillingworth, and do what she could to rescue his victim. One afternoon, while walking with Pearl, she saw the old physician who was gathering roots and herbs. Hester asked Pearl to go to the seashore and play with the shells, while she spoke to the physician. Hester approached him and said,
"I need to speak to you."
The physician looked at Hester and said,
"Mistress Hester has a word for old Roger Chillingworth."
Hester looked at Chillingworth and was shocked to see how he had changed in the past years. It was not so much that he had grown older, but that he looked so evil and fierce. There was a glare of red light that came out of his eyes, as if the old man's soul was on fire. In a word, he was the striking example of a man who had transformed himself into a devil. He had devoted 7 years of his life to the constant analysis of a tortured heart. And he had derived immense enjoyment in adding fuel to those fiery tortures and gloating over them.
"When we last spoke together 7 years ago, you made me promise never to reveal your true identity. At that time, I had no choice. Since that day, you have been behind his every footstep, day and night. You search his thoughts, you dig into his heart, you cause him to die daily a living death. And he still doesn't know who you really are."
"What evil have I done to this man?"
asked Chillingworth.
"I have cared for his failing health in every possible way. If I had not cared for him, he would have died."
"It would have been better if he had died at once," said Hester.
"Yes, you are right,"
cried old Chillingworth.
"Never has a man suffered as he has suffered, and before my very eyes. He has felt a constant evil influence like a curse. But he does not know that I am responsible for his misery. I am the evil fiend."
"Have you not tortured him enough?"
asked Hester.
"Has he not paid his debt to you?"
"No, no. He has only increased the debt. Do you remember me, Hester, as I was when you first met me? I was peaceable, innocent, kind, and just. Was I not all this?"
"All this and more,"
said Hester.
"And what am I now?"
he cried.
"I am a fiend. Who made me so?"
"I myself,"
cried Hester, shuddering.
"It was I, not less than he. Why have you not avenged yourself on me?"
"I have left you to the scarlet letter,"
replied Chillingworth.
"It has avenged you,"
said Hester.
"But now I must reveal the secret. It is a debt I have with him. Forgive him and leave his punishment to the Almighty Power. You have been deeply wronged, and it is your privilege to forgive. Do you want to reject this priceless privilege?
There was almost a majestic quality in her despair.
It is not in my power to pardon. You planted the germ of evil, and now let the black flower blossom. It is our fate. Go and do as you want with that man.
He waved his hand and continued gathering herbs. With great anger, Hester watched him walk away.
Be it sin or not,
she said bitterly,
I hate the man.
She wondered how she could have married him. When her heart knew no better, he had persuaded her to be happy by his side.
Yes, I hate him. He betrayed me.
When Chillingworth had gone, she called back her child. Pearl had been playing with seaweed and had made the letter A, which she put on her bosom.
I wonder if Mother will ask me what it means,
thought Pearl.
My little Pearl,
said Hester,
the green letter on your young bosom has no purpose. Do you know why your mother wears it?
I do,
answered Pearl.
It is for the same reason that the minister keeps his hand over his heart.
And what is that reason?
I have told all I know,
Pearl said seriously. She took her mother's hand in both her own and gazed into her eyes with earnestness. Hester thought that perhaps Pearl had reached an age when she could become a friend for her, a friend with whom to share her sorrow. Pearl continued to ask her mother about the meaning of the scarlet letter. One day Hester said,
Silly Pearl, there are many things in this world that a child must not ask about. Hold your tongue, otherwise I will shut you in a dark closet.